Monday morning, we love talking television, and the only person who is capable of telling us what we should watch, or in some instances, what we should avoid, is Irina. How are you this morning, my love?
I'm great, and I've got a really great new show that I want to talk about.
Well, today's theme is Fantastic Journeys. Where does that take us?
So the shows are Sweet Tooth and The Leftovers, which I've been threatening to discuss for quite a while in the background. But I want to mention Sweet Tooth, which is a new show that dropped on Netflix recently. So the concept is that, I don't know how they came up with it, but a virus has swept through the world, a pandemic. And actually this pandemic is really bad and has wiped out, it seems like, the bulk of the population. And at the same time as this happens, crossbreed children start being born. So babies that are half human and half some kind of animal, but all animals, reptiles, birds, etc. So the story starts 10 years later, where we start with Sweet Tooth, and Sweet Tooth is a half boy, half deer.
A fawn.
A fawn. He's a fawn. That's right. And they have found the most insanely cute and appropriate boy that to play this character that you just, you know, the casting's unbelievable. So the story is about Sweet Tooth and his search for his mother. And as he goes on this hero's journey, he encounters all kinds of characters and, of course, transforms them with his hope and just general positive nature.
This sounds now, a little bit like Lord of the Rings, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised when I see that it's filmed in New Zealand.
It is, and it is so beautiful to look at. And a lot of the cast is quite familiar. But it's got, the best sort of thing I can say is it's got a vibe of E.T.
Ooh.
So it is a kid's show, but it's definitely something that adults will enjoy. It's not trickily sweet. You know, it doesn't prevent bits of sadness or bits of pain. The violence is minimal. There's no sexy times. But it's got that vibe of E.T. where children experience all these feelings, you know, go on a journey, but it's not for children. It's for all of us. So I will let people know that the first episode is quite slow, but it's really important for the origin story and the background and to build the character of Sweet Tooth. But if you can get through episode one, then the rest of it is incredibly bingeable.
All right, that's Sweet Tooth, and that is on Netflix at the moment. What's Leftovers?
So The Leftovers is often called the best TV show ever made.
Whoa.
Which, a massive call, right?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it until quite recently. It's on Binge, or, you know, however you get your
your Fox
premium television, that's right. It's based on a book that I've read by Tom Perrotta, and the premise is that 2% of the population just vanish one day. The action starts 3 years later around how people deal with what some people call the rapture and other people call other things.
Right.
But just 2% of the population just gone randomly, all ages, all over the world, and then nothing. So a lot of people say it's a meditation on grief, which sounds like a terrible show to watch.
Mm. Doesn't sound happy, yeah.
But, I mean, it's got some incredible, you know, like Justin Theroux, Liv Tyler, Amy Brenneman, who's his wife, Christopher Eccleston. It is a fantastic cast, and it is a very good show. It does get a little bit strange and kind of magical in the third season, which is the last season, when they decide to come to Australia. And the entire third season is filmed in Australia, noting the kind of magical, mystical aspect of the outback, which is so weird and not from the book at all.
Leftovers, you say, and that is on Binge, or the Fox collection of streaming services, if you will.
Yeah, and it's so old that you can pretty much buy it for a dollar.
Yeah. All right, well, that's a couple of great shows to check out there. We had Sweet Tooth and Leftovers. We will talk more television next week, if you don't mind.
All right, if you can get through all of those, I'll have something fresh for you.